from the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, happy Friday to you, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us today. This is the Todd Starnes radio program, broadcasting from our Southern Command, Memphis, Tennessee, along the banks of the mighty Mississippi River. Folks, a lot to go through today. I have a question to ask you. Have we lost Texas? I know this is a weird way to start the show, but I'm wondering if so many people from blue states have moved into the Lone Star State. I wonder if the state has now been diluted. I wonder if Texas is still the Texas that you and I used to know, the Texas that was all about the American spirit, about personal responsibility, about standing up for oneself, about not being afraid, about not hiding in your homes when adversity comes your way. Have we lost the Lone Star State? That is what I'm wondering, and I ask that because just moments before the program started, my show Booker, who actually lives in Texas, sent me an item, and I want to read this to you from News 4 San Antonio. This is the NBC affiliate. The Texas Division of Emergency Management is now advising residents of Texas to wear masks at all times, even in your homes. In an interview with Ryan Wolf, Chief Nim Kidd said the community needs to pay attention. And while you have done well outside of your home, it is not enough. Quote, we still need people to wear the mask out in public. We still need people to keep social distance and isolation. The one thing I want to try to get across today is we need to do that while we're in our homes also. Mr. Kim goes on to say that, or Mr. Kidd, rather, my apologies. Mr. Kidd goes on to say, as you know, I'm a lifelong San Antonian, grew up there, worked there for many years. I know how many multi-generational families that we have. While we believe the community is doing a great job of following the rules when they are outside the home, we really need to be thinking about doing the same when we are inside the home. Really, is that going to be a thing? Are people in Texas going to be wearing masks inside their homes? And if so, will that spread to the rest of the country? Because as Texas goes, so goes the nation. And I'm wondering if this is like a new thing, that now we have to wear these masks inside our homes. Mr. Kidd goes on to say, the fact we need to get across is, in order to protect ourselves, we need to protect our families and our loved ones. We really need to think about the care that we're providing inside the home right now to make sure we're not spreading this inside the home, then making it come outside the home. They're going to make them wear the masks. Now, I'm curious, would you, because we've all seen these people, they're driving around in their cars, and usually this is the Prius crowd. Usually these are the people who drive the metrosexual cars, the battery-operated cars, and they, many of them have the man bun, or, you know, they perhaps wear the Mexican man shoes if they're ladies, and they're driving around town, puttering about in their little battery-powered vehicles, and they park, and there they are in their car, and they're wearing the face mask in their car, and we all chuckle. We get a laugh. We guffaw at the guy with the man bun wearing a face mask in his vehicle. And now this could become the reality, because in Texas, they actually, the government leaders there want you to wear a mask inside your house. Would you do that? If your local government, if your state government told you that you had to wear a mask inside your home, what would you do? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. I'm going to take your calls on this. I'm very curious. And I'm very shocked, and maybe you are too, that this is happening and this is being suggested in Texas of all places. 844-747-8868. We posted a link to the entire interview so you can see it for yourself. We did not take anything out of context here. It's in the live show blog at toddstearns.com. But there you have it. The officials in Texas now say you need to consider wearing a mask inside of your home. I don't think that's going to play well. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there. I just don't think it's going to play well. And by the way, how are they going to enforce that law? How would they enforce such an edict? Are you going to have police going door to door 24/7 asking for everybody to show their masks? I mean, what? How do you do that? Caleb, Avery, I think I figured out. I think I know how they're going to do it.
How?
Alexa. You know they spy on you. That's what they say.
She does have that evil laugh that she'll apparently just do randomly sometimes. Have you seen those videos?
I've seen those videos, and I've heard the late night, I've heard the overnight radio shows. I know they're spying on you. All the gadgets in your home, your laptop and your iPhone, and you got
yeah, you don't have to have Alexa. Yeah.
Can you imagine walking through your house in San Antonio? What are you wearing, Caleb? Where is your mask, Caleb?
Khakis.
You know they're going to do that. This is just creepy. Creepy, man. What would you do, folks? I mean, this is, at what point do you draw the line? There was a news report last night. Health officials are now suggesting that we may not be able to get back to, you know, I would not even normal, but get back to our routines until next year. And I've been asking this question a lot, and some of you get a little irritated because I always ask this question, and I do. How long are you willing to stay inside of your home? How long are you willing to stay unemployed? How long are you willing to allow yourself to be quarantined? Because, folks, we are allowing the government to do this to us. It's very simple. And until we stand up and say, you know what, that's it. We gave you 2 weeks, then 4 weeks, then 3 months. That's it. We're getting back to our lives. We're going to open up the schools. We're going to open up our businesses. We're going to open up the church houses. We're going to get back to life. We're going to get back to living. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being sequestered. Tired of always of people staring at you in the supermarket when you go to get your produce. Tired of going into these empty restaurants. People are afraid to get out and walk about. I don't. Are you that way? Because I've been that way for a very long time now, and it frustrates me. It frustrates me because there's a survey out that says well over 65% of the American people are scared of this virus. Why? Why are you people scared of this virus? An overwhelming majority of you who have the virus survive the virus. As a matter of fact, there's a good chance that just about everybody has had this virus and did not even know it. So what are you scared of? I'll tell you why you're scared, because you're watching the news, you're reading the internet, you're buying into this mainstream media hysteria out there. And it's time to start living our lives again. Really? Really? You really want folks to go out there and put on a face mask in their home? That's going to keep them safer? Is that really what it's all about? Come on. Let's go to the phones. Plano, Texas. Beautiful town. Debbie, listening to us on the Facebook live stream. So, Debbie, you heard the state leaders there that they want you to start wearing a face mask in your home.
Yes, I think that is absolutely ridiculous. There is no way anyone will ever make me wear a face mask in my home. I barely want to wear it out. And the reason why is I'm a senior American, and I don't go in crowds. I don't get close to people. I wash my hands. I do everything they say. But the masks irritate me. They irritate my eyes. They make my skin break out. And honestly, I've been very safe. I have worked every single day since this pandemic and have never had any problems. This is all made up just to absolutely scare all of us into compliance and scare us into following these ridiculous rules just to keep us away from the polls or to ruin our economy. I'm not sure why exactly, but I'm from Texas, and I'm rebelling. I am not going through this much longer. I think this is wrong. And a lot of us are very upset with our governor and what these liberal cities like San Antonio, Houston, and the Dallas in general, they're very liberal, and they have been inundated by people from other states that are very liberal people. We're tired of this, absolutely.
Yeah, look, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with your governor, Greg Abbott, because he is going wobbly, and now the governor predicts, this is the big headline of the Dallas Morning News, which is a lefty publication, but he says it's going to get even worse. The governor says it's going to get even worse for you folks down there, Debbie.
I've heard that, too, and like I said, we're very disappointed in our governor, and I guess it's a reelection year, and he's worried about his, you know, his polls or whatever. He has gone way off the grid as far as we're all concerned, and I've talked to many, many people who are very frustrated with him.
Well, all right, Debbie, we're putting you down in the not going to wear a mask in your home category. And look, I suspect there are a good many people just like you who say enough is enough. Debbie, thanks
Absolutely.
For the call. And thanks for listening to the program. Let's go to Clear Spring, Maryland. Robin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Todd. I called a couple months ago and talked to you about this. So when I heard you talking about the mask, I had to call in. I just had to.
Robin, what are you going to do here? I mean, the poor people in Texas, and you heard Debbie, she's not wearing the mask. I don't think many people will, but there you go.
No, I don't see how can they police that, really? They can it's crazy. If I like I told the call screener, if somebody in my house was sick, then maybe I would when I was around them, but I'm not wearing it just in my house. It's my house. They're not going to come in and police you. They can't unless somebody turns you in, which they probably would like to see that too.
But well, remember early on, Robin. Now, this is an interesting thing. I forgot about this, but remember they were encouraging people to snitch on the neighbors. And I don't know if you have a Mrs. Kravitz. Do you remember Bewitched?
Oh,
Robin?
Yes, I do.
Remember the nosy neighbor, Mrs. Kravitz, peeking in
yep.
through the windows,
we all have
making
someone
sure
like that.
You better believe it. She'll be the one that rats out everybody in the neighborhood. She's a peeping into the windows.
Yep, and I know in our state they're starting to do tracking and tracing. They hired a bunch of people to do it. So if you come in contact with it, they're going to be able to track you and trace you. I've seen on their Maryland.gov where they were hiring people just to do the track and trace if you get it. And if you look at your phones, it's there. All you got to do is link into it and I don't know exactly how it works, but I did check my phone. I have an iPhone, and it definitely, there's a spot there that they could track and trace for COVID.
They will track you, and we have some stories about that we're going to get to. We got to take a break, though, right now, Robin. Look, thank you for calling in. Great to hear from you again, and thank you for listening to us. Folks, we are taking your calls, 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. Hey, Congressman Thomas Massey coming up, Congressman Mo Brooks, a lot happening today, plus your calls. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
back to something that Robin, our listener in Maryland, mentioned about the contact tracing. Well, it's going beyond that in Nashville, Tennessee. This coming from the Tennessean.com. The Nashville Board of Health voted to restart a contentious program that shares confidential coronavirus patient information with the police. In other words, they're going to provide your private medical data to the police department. Folks, you just can't make this stuff up. This is government overreach. And when you step back and when you look at everything that's happening in this country right now, with all of the information, all of the data they are collecting on you, I can't help but imagine if this is some sort of a great big experiment where they're trying to see how far they can push the American people. I truly do. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Let's go to Portland, Maine. WLOB, the Big Lobster. We love our listeners up in that part of the country. Cody, what's going on?
Todd, we are in big trouble up here in the great state of Maine. We need some help.
What's going on? Talk to me, Cody.
Okay, so let me just, this just came through on the news that the Maine CDC, we had 13 new cases today and nobody died. And for a grand total, we've had 111 people die with, not because of. We have 1.3 million people in the entire state. And our governor, Janet Mills, has got this state locked down and 2 days ago signed yet another emergency thing. This is number four. And she signed another executive order absolutely requiring businesses to enforce the mask rule. Doesn't matter if you have a medical condition, but like she's saying, no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. She is out of control. She will not call the legislature back into session. It's one person rule up here. And Todd, I'm telling you, we're in big trouble up here and nobody seems to care.
Cody, it's like that all over America. I don't know if you can find any kind of comfort in that, but it's bad everywhere. And I can tell you here in Memphis, where we broadcast this show, a guy, you know, they shut down all the bars. Every bar in the city is shut down. But Cody, guess what? The bars on Beale Street, the tourist destination, they're allowed to remain open. But everybody else has to shut down. There's no rhyme or reason. It's just at the whim of whoever is in charge. And that's what's frightening about all of this.
As you know, Todd, here in Maine, during normal times, you know, our economy is right on the verge of disaster at all times. We've got
it's a tourist industry
up here. That's all we've got, and it's summer. Yeah.
All right, Cody, I hate to do this. That music, they're going to cut both of us off. Cody, you hang in there, but I want you to keep us updated. Give us a call back. Let us know what's happening. Folks, that's the only way we're going to be able to get information out is by you calling in and telling us what's going on. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. People are really fired up over this, and quite frankly, you ought to be. This is the line in the sand. If the state of Texas is going to tell people, yeah, you got to start wearing a face mask inside your house, you know what? That's the time that you got to rise up and you got to say something, if you haven't already done so. 844-747-8868. Want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. What an honor to have Congressman Thomas Massey from the Commonwealth of Kentucky back with us. Congressman, this is the first time that we've been able to chat since the big victory in the primary. So congratulations, sir.
Well, thank you, Todd. We got over 80% of the vote in the primary. Crushed our opponent.
No doubt about it. And I think that race sent a message, I think, to the rest of the country.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I was the only one on March 27th who stood up to the Congress who was trying to pass a bill without even coming to work. They wanted to pass the biggest spending bill in history without going on record. I was able to make them show up for work by quoting the Constitution, but I couldn't get them to even go on record taking this vote. Now I think we're starting to see why. Some of them received the money themselves. Some of this money's gone to Planned Parenthood. And this is the tip of the iceberg. We're going to find out where the rest of this money went eventually, and it's not going to be pretty.
You know, Congressman, you've been a supporter of the president's policies, and clearly he did not endorse you. Far from it, yes.
he tweeted three times. And by the way, his popularity among Republicans in my district is 94%. I know this because I polled it.
So why the disconnect? What was going on there? Why the disconnect? Because this is not the only race where that has happened.
You know,
where his candidate has lost.
You can an endorsement only carries so much weight, right? And my constituents want to know that I'm fighting for them. And they understand sometimes you're going to get sideways with some of your friends up there. I called it friendly fire on March 27th when the president issued three tweets within 5 minutes against me. But even though my voters approve of him by 94%, they gave me over 80% of their votes. And so I think they just want a fighter. They want somebody who will read the bills, somebody who will hold his colleagues accountable. And that's what I've been doing ever since I got elected.
And in fairness, the president doesn't get in the weeds, on these down ballot races. And I suspect he's getting pretty crappy advice from somebody because this has become a regular thing now. So
he's got a lot of different advisors, a lot of them wisely actually talked him out of endorsing my opponent. He was thinking about doing it. So he's got some good advisors. He's got some other advisors. Imagine they're like an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. And I'm not going to say which advisors are who, but
it's all right. We can pretty much figure that one out. Congressman, I want to ask you about this story out of Texas where you had a high ranking leader in government suggest very clearly that people in Texas need to consider wearing their face masks in their homes. I mean, where does all of this end?
It's ridiculous. Yesterday, our governor, Governor Beshear, who's a Democrat, just issued a statewide mask requirement. And most of the sheriffs here are going to refuse to enforce it. And he doesn't. These are just, in my opinion, they're suggestions. We should take them all with a grain of salt, because already one of our state judges has struck down the method that our governor is using to issue these edicts. He said he's not using the proper channels. And so even if you believed the government had this power to force you to do these things, if you believe in a Republican form of government, which the U.S. Constitution guarantees every state shall have a Republican form of government, they don't mean Republican in the sense of how you're registered. They mean that you get to vote for somebody who then represents you in a legislature. Well, Texas needs to convene their legislature. Kentucky needs to convene their legislature. If you're going to try and do this stuff, at least have people who represent the people, the voters, be accountable to them by taking a vote. Don't let a tyrant run these states.
And look, we're facing a similar situation in the state of Tennessee, which is my home state and where we broadcast this radio program from. In Memphis, you've got the health department just shut down every bar in town. And then they turn around, Congressman, and they say, but all of the bars on Beale Street in the tourist district, they can stay open because there's a loophole in the law about historical designations. And the people here, especially the small pub owners and diner owners, they're throwing their hands up in the air because they can't keep this up. They're going to go under.
We were told 15 days, right? 15 days to flatten the curve and that things would open back up. 15 days has turned into 115 days. And the people who are saying wear the masks, my question is that are mandating that you wear the mask, how long does the mandate go into effect for, and when will you undo the mandate? Because I've heard some people say that we need to wear masks until there's a vaccine. That, to me, is pretty scary. Number one, the implication there is they're going to force people to have the vaccine to exist within society. And number two, there may never be an effective vaccine.
Now, that is a frightening thing you just said there, Congressman. But you think that we could possibly, anything's possible, I guess. But you think that we may have to have that vaccine before we could be a fully functioning member of society?
I think it's a bad idea to do it, but I'm saying there are people who are
terrible
wearing
idea.
There are people who are wearing the mask right now saying that's why they're wearing the mask, and that's how long they're going to wear the mask until. So, you know, anytime you start doing something, you got to figure out when am I going to stop doing this? And that's my question for the people who are implementing these mask mandates. Is it until we get to herd immunity? Now, my great hope is that herd immunity is somewhere around 25%. And we're not too far from it.
By the way, Congressman, I know that you're there in Kentucky. Of course, I'm a big Southeastern Conference football fan. And the rumors are that, talking about getting back to normal, that some of the football league conferences are going to play just a conference schedule. And the Big Ten are going to play in the Big Ten. They haven't made any announcements yet about Kentucky. But, geez, Alou, you guys could end up playing Alabama and Auburn and Georgia. And
bring it on.
Good Lord.
Well, I think the Ivy Leagues have already announced that they're closing their sports programs this fall.
The squash fans are devastated. It's just
my alma mater is MIT, so I've never had to worry about our sports team.
Hey, Congressman, before we let you go, I first of all, I'm going to ask you about this because it just came out from the Associated Press. I am a devout Southern Baptist, and I love my church. I love my faith, and I understand that our church, like most churches in America, are tax exempt. We don't have to pay taxes. Here's the headline from the Associated Press. The Catholic Church in the United States petition the government for $1.4 billion in taxpayer-backed coronavirus aid. The Catholic Church got $1.4 billion in taxpayer money, and they aren't the only ones. It turns out that a lot of Protestants, Jewish groups, Muslim groups all got this money from the government. And Congressman, what really bothers me about this is there are a lot of legitimate tax-paying businesses that haven't gotten a penny yet.
It's a concern. I mean, but look, the whole PPP, which I opposed and I still oppose, and I know it's unpopular, at least today, the whole PPP was basically a bribe to the employers not to let their employees go on to unemployment, which we also provided a bonus for, $600 a week bonus on unemployment. So be careful what you incentivize. If the goal was to pay anybody that has employees, then you're going to see things like that. Also in Ohio, the state of Ohio, the Democratic Party there got money. I mean, I don't think that's what people had in mind when Congress passed this bill, but frankly, they passed it in a matter of hours. There wasn't time to read it, and I warned folks we should take a vote on it, and they refused to do it.
And again, you have been proven right. And I know, the positions you took were unpopular, but they were important. And you were raising issues that needed to be raised. So, look, Congressman, thank you, sir. You've always got an open invitation to come on this program. I really like what you're doing there, not just for Kentucky, but for the entire country.
I enjoy your show, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Congressman Thomas Massey, folks, we ought to get the congressman to fill in one of these days. I wonder if he would do that. That would be kind of fun. So, we'll work on that. But I got to tell you something. As a taxpayer, as a Southern Baptist, I don't want my tax money going to support a local mosque, period. And you know what? If I were a Muslim, I wouldn't want my tax money going to support a Baptist church. But the idea that you've got the Catholic Church getting $1.4 billion in tax money, here's the broader problem. And you just think about this, folks. When you, as a church, a religious organization, when you start getting money from the federal government, guess who you're beholden to? It ain't the Almighty, I'll tell you that much. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. Our good friend Brandel, our farm correspondent, says she has a great mask story, so we're going to check in with her, plus a lot of other calls. We're going right to the phones. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
It is hot. It is so hot here in Memphis, folks. 110 degree heat index. And I know you folks out in Texas and Arizona are like, oh, that's a piece of cake, Starnes. You gotta man up, Starnes. It's hard. You know, when you're born in the South, you get used to the humidity. But if you ever leave and you come back, it takes a little while to get used to that humidity.
I'm just thinking of Anchorman. Milk was a bad choice.
Yes, it was. Not to mention chili dogs. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Brandel in Missouri, how are things down on the farm? You're the official farm correspondent of the Todd Starnes.
Hey, Todd. It's good, but it is hot. It is hot here in Missouri. Woo!
Sweet mercy. Hey, I hear that you have a great mask story.
Yes, I do. So the other day, you know, being on the farm, there are no mask rules. And kind of in the rural area, you just don't have to wear them. And so the other day I had to take my son to an eye doctor, and he sees a specialist in a bigger town, kind of a college town. So bigger town. And I knew we would have to wear a mask, and we did, for them to see him. So that was my first mask experience, which I was pretty happy I had gone this long without having to wear one. So we get done with that, and I had a few errands to run. So of course I threw off the mask and I went to Lowe's. I've been working on some woodworking projects, and I noticed everybody had on masks, but I didn't think nothing of it. And so I did my stuff and checked out at Lowe's, and then I went to the grocery store, the good old Aldi. I don't know if there's Aldi around Tennessee, but there's a lot here in Missouri. And I didn't wear a mask. And when I checked out, I asked the guy, I said, do you guys have an ordinance or something? I said, why does everybody have a mask on? He said, yes, we do. And I can't believe no one has stopped you yet. So it just got me thinking, why? I think we need to do a little rebellion and see if we get stopped without wearing the mask, because no one stopped me and I went through two businesses.
You know, Brandel, here's what I do. I don't wear the mask. I'll have one in my pocket. And, you know, if I'm in a store and the store owner says, hey, you got to wear a mask, I'll put a mask on. You know what? It's their business, right? Their rules, whatever. I don't care. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I'm not just randomly walking around. It's 110 freaking degrees outside. I'm not wearing a mask. I don't want to keel over from heat stroke.
Yeah. So I just kind of wondered. I was like, huh, no one stopped me. But I tell you what, I'm sure it's going to come down to it where we all have to wear them, especially when flu season starts. And, you know, I have all these boys, and I've seen some people wear bandanas, which kind of cracks me up because to me they look like a robber. But I thought, you know, we're going to have fun with these masks if everybody starts making us wear them. So you may see my younger sons who love to play cowboys with their little plastic pistols. I may really just ham this up if this is what they're going to make me do.
Love it. Love it. All right, Brandel. Good talking to you. Good story. Thank you for thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for being a big supporter. By the way, the governor of Indiana was asked whether or not they're going to rename Indiana because it actually means land of the Indians. It was no, I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. This is from our friends at WIBC Radio in Indianapolis. And 1800, Congress established Indiana as the name of the state and in honor of the Native Americans, as they say. And so the governor was asked about it. Governor, you going to rename the state? And he did not answer. He took a pass. How do you take a pass on something like that? That makes absolutely no sense. So don't be surprised if they rename the state of Indiana. I'm going for my personal favorite, land, instead of land of the Indians, land of the paleface. That works. All right, let's go real quick to Ohio. Michelle, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. Listening to your show, really enjoying it. Thank you so much, and all that you guys do at your staff there. You know, Governor DeWine held a press conference, and he's kind of flip-flopped a lot on what he's been doing with the mask. And his most recent thing is that he's picking out various counties that allegedly have higher rates, and they're going into level purple and red and things like that that they've created here. But he's exempting various people as well, like staffers, politicians, law enforcement. There's a list of those that get exempted, like as if the virus knows your name. So I'm really concerned, you know, again, this is all about the control that they're doing. And I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are on two things. One, Saul Alinsky's control on the 8 ways to take over, first things you got to do on a social state, healthcare, poverty, debt, gun control, welfare, education, religion, and class warfare. Then the second part of what, you know, I walked into a store in South Shore, Kentucky yesterday that had a sign about no coins. Mm-hmm. And then I see a thing about Pizza Hut going completely cashless.
Yes. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to answer both of those questions. I know where you're going with the coin question, Michelle. We will answer that after the news break. So hang tight. Got to take a break. Folks, we're getting to your calls. Congressman Mo Brooks on the way. David Horowitz is here. Oh, wow. We're just getting started. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.